go to Laurie Colliver. SA, the Redbacks, well, they probably got outplayed for most of the game, but Travis Head, an amazing innings today, 160-odd not out, basically saved the Redbacks. Loz, how are you?
I'm good, Wildo. G'day, Blighty. And, yeah, showed all the fans on Fox Cricket Channel 501 what it's all about, the bat and save a game. Tremendous performance, 171 not out. Was right there at the bitter end when things were called off with 11 overs to go. Great effort.
I heard some of your dulcet tones. I tuned in on Fox for the cricket. Basically, though, Laurie, you'd have to say Tasmania had the better of it. They declared their Tim Payne 100-odd not out. They couldn't quite get the wickets today, but South Australia disappointing in that first innings.
Oh, look, 195 was never enough, and I think Travis Head knows that, and he'll be addressing that in the coming days before the next clash against Victoria down at the Bay next Friday. And look, there are some signs with the batting. I've got to say, I thought Henry Hunt had a pretty decent game, getting 30 and 46. Jake Weatherall, though, worrisome. Double failures, got dropped in the second innings as well before he was caught at third slip for 10. Callum Ferguson at least got a few runs, but the bowling, look, it's a struggle. They only got 7 wickets in the game against West Australia and only 8 wickets in this game. And poor old Lloyd Pope, who was left out to dry a little bit in the second session yesterday. On day 2, where he bowled unchanged. He got hit for a lot of boundaries, a lot of sixes. And there's a lot of things to think about. Hopefully Daniel Worrell will come back to the side for the next game. But, Chad Sayers was a bit of a lone hand. I know Kane Richardson got a couple of wickets, but poor old Chad, it was left pretty much to him. And where's Agar? You know, player of the year last year, yet to get a wicket in 3 matches. So there's plenty of concerns, isn't there, for the team.
Now, Jason Gillespie's out of the new coach, obviously, of the team. He's out of now quarantine. So he was at the ground today and mixing up with the guys.
Yeah, he's been there the last 3 days, Blighty. Yep. He got out on the second morning. So, look, I think it's going to be a bit of patience required from the coach. When you've got Joe Meny also away overseas, got some personal things he's trying to sort out. So, look, when you haven't got your best side, as you know, coaching footy, Blighty, it can be a bit tricky. And when there's only 11 players and you haven't quite got the depth that you would like, you really need everyone on deck for those first couple of games. And they'll be pretty pleased with the fight shown today. And I must say, young Liam Scott, in the 2 games he's played, batting at number 7, he's shown a bit as well with the bat. Handy with the ball, good in the field, but they just need a few more match winners, and they just haven't got him at the moment.
Yeah, he sort of dug in, didn't he, young Liam Scott? Yeah, I watched him. Tall lad, isn't he, for a batsman?
Oh, look, he's very tall. I think he'll develop into quite a nice bowler too. Very handy in the field, got good hands, fields in the gully a bit, and bowls some useful overs. And I think they've sort of looked at Cam Valenti, who won the Bradman medal, but his numbers in the Shield games he's played haven't been really satisfactory, and they're giving this young lad a go. He's 19 years of age. He came across from New South Wales about 18 months ago to try and, you know, further his career in Shield cricket, and I think they might be onto one here. Let's hope so.
What about Lloyd Pope? You touched on him. He is a wicket taker, but he goes for a lot of runs, and he's just a kid bowling the hardest art, bowling leg spin. Where do you see him right at the moment? I know the wicket was a batsman's paradise, but you just keep persevering there, Loz?
It's a tough one. Look, if Worrell's available for the next game, they may have to look at playing 4 seamers. I think, you know, he's bowled 44 overs, 2 for 200, and yeah, I think it's a tough one. I'm not sure if I'd pick him down at Glenelg for the next game. I just think they've got to just nurse him along a bit. He was a little bit overbowled on the second day, and I'm just not sure whether they need to pick him for the next game if Worrell's fit. It might be just a straight swap and go with the 4 quicks.
You follow the game as we do. Cameron Green in WA looked like making his first 200 for a while, and I had a look at the replay. He was LBW for 197. Have you seen that? Jeez, he was disappointed.
I love him, Blighty. I think he's absolutely fantastic. He's just tall. He's got some lovely shots. I reckon he can bowl a bit as well, but as far as I'm concerned, they've got to look very, very closely at getting him into that first test side against potentially India on the 17th of December. Matthew Wade's done a pretty good job for Australia, but I think when you've got a player like this coming through the ranks at 21 years of age, I think they can say, well, look, Matty, you've been pretty serviceable, but let's get this young bloke into the side at number 5 or number 6.
And, Loz, just in closing, Travis Head, as you said, a brilliant innings, looked a class above today to bat like that, and that's a big score, and he obviously concentrated very well.
His concentration was there. He wavered a couple of times. He played missed a few from Siddle just before he reached 50. He was out on 99, I believe, caught behind, had a bit of luck and got the decision his way. But in the main, struck the ball very, very well. And I think one thing with Travis Head, Wildo and Blighty, when you see him hit the ball straight back down the ground, that's a sign that he's in good nick. And we saw that late yesterday and quite a lot of times today, and he looked in great order.
Well, you're in good nick too on Fox Sports. Thanks for that. Laurie Culliver there giving us a report. The Redbacks held on for a draw, but Tasmania really, I thought, took the points there.